USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct has not responded to emails sent from the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding her testifying next week. The news also came out late this afternoon that the man who was allegedly in the room during the assault would not testify as well. John Cornyn is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He spoke earlier today.
I prefer to do this in a closed setting. That's her choice. But we've offered her basically either an open or closed setting. But again, to reiterate what Leader McConnell, the point he made, we wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July.
Today, the Senate approved the $854 billion spending bill that will fund the military and a host of government agencies for the next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
The Air Force says it needs more firepower to meet the rising threats from Russia and China. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Senior Air Force officials say they want to add more bombers, more fighters, tankers, and other frontline aircraft by 2030. They're asking for a nearly 25% increase in operational squadrons over the next 12 years. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson saying her call for the biggest Air Force since the Cold War reflects an honest assessment of what it needs to fight and win a potential future war with China or Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is one of the companies that will receive an exemption from President Trump's $200 billion worth of tariffs that go on Chinese goods. Now, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, was asked to explain this on Good Morning America.
The iPhone is assembled in China, but the parts come from everywhere. And so there are components that come, including the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ratings for Monday night's Emmys fell to a new low for the annual awards show telecast. The ratings were down 10% from last year and received a 7.4 share. Candace Owens from Turning Point USA is not surprised the ratings were so bad.
If you've seen one awards show, you've seen them all. It's a bunch of self-aggrandizing liberals in fancy dresses mocking Trump. But what's interesting here is that wherever there is an overwhelming presence of liberals, there always seems to be the purposeful omittance of God. They love to mock God. They love to mock Jesus Christ. They love to mock anybody that supports God or believes in God and Jesus Christ, and it's an interesting question as to why they do that. I operate under the theory that it's because in many ways they seek to replace God in people's lives. They feel so important, and they view themselves as God-like figures. You know, it's par for the course, so this isn't really anything to be upset about. It's what we've come to expect for all award shows.
With President Obama injecting himself into the 2018 midterm elections, he's going out and giving some speeches for candidates across the country. The president likes to take credit for the economy and the current state of the economy. Well, Art Laffer is a former Reagan economist. He talks about the economy and who really deserves the credit, President Trump or former President Obama.
Trump does deserve credit. Trump has had the first year and a half in office, has been the best year and a half in office for any president that I've ever seen, and I've seen almost everyone from George Washington on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.